Okay, so the other big story this week, of course, Kopech Day. Mm-hmm. Michael Kopech made his debut on the mound, I think on Tuesday night. Okay, so I saw a couple of Michael Kopech jerseys,
right.
People starting to get in. There was a lot of, you know, if I was at that game, say I was, should I be keeping the cup and the nachos and the things that I had?
I would keep anything that proved you were there, ticket
like
stub.
The ticket.
Program, the score sheet.
Maybe what if you got free tickets from your office?
Well, if they had the date, you're good, maybe even buy two programs, you know, keep scoring one, the other one keep blank, you know, just anything that could prove that day. So, and I would think, you know, his first full game hopefully goes really deep Sunday, I guess he's pitching. That'd be great, too.
Yeah, well, you know, in 10 years, we'll be doing the swap meet here on WGN, and someone will call up and go, I was at Kopech Day.
Yeah, what's that
jersey? And you'll be like, 20, 30 bucks.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. Speaking of Kopech Day, Jason Benetti joins us, but before we do that...
Matt, what's the difference for you when you get a chance to play in the field like you did today as opposed to DH?
You know, I feel like a baseball player, interact with the, you know, with the grass and the ball, and get to use a mitt, a leather thing, so... you know, it's pretty cool.
How do you interact with the grass?
Well, I try to get I try to do a little earthing when I get off the plane early here. If you come out about 1 o'clock every day, I'll be out barefoot getting my protons and neutrons in order. I'll see you tomorrow, Benetti.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Jason Benetti joins us on the line as people line up for the swap meet, 312-981-7200. If you were at Kopech Day, maybe tell us what you got or any other sort of Sox memorabilia. Jason, one of your more hard-hitting interviews with Matt Davidson there about his relationship to the grass. But I would say one of the better interviews because it was fun to see your interaction with the players.
So here's the thing, actually. He is serious. He actually does earthing. I asked him the next day, I was like, you were joking, right? He goes, no, I learned with the Diamondbacks organization that to reintegrate yourself after you take a plane flight, you should do earthing. So what's amazing is that was actual information.
Wow. There you go. See, you get everything from a White Sox broadcast, right? Jason, we just were talking about White Sox memorabilia and Kopech Day, of course. Huge time at the park, and it was a playoff atmosphere on Tuesday. From your vantage point, being there and being a part of that, something for good to look forward to.
Yeah, it was. First of all, for the swap meet, I saved my scorebook, which I'll be using again today, and my pens from that day. So maybe we can hawk those later.
That's awesome.
The thing that for me was so intriguing is he went out there and he said after the game that his lip was quivering some, and we had him on screen kind of doing the heart palpitation motion with his hand. He is as ready as somebody could be for this and cares so much about being a great one that he couldn't even fight off the butterflies that he had. And that's the best part of this game, is that it takes somebody who is pretty accomplished early in life, and it just changes them for one day, and it changes the people watching them too. People are standing on every two-strike pitch. That's awesome to be around. I mean, just hanging on every pitch, and to know that that's not the only debut on its way for the Sox is a pretty invigorating feeling.
And I know, Jason, that it was different for you. You could hear it in your voice. And, I mean, it has to be. As a broadcaster, you look for those moments where there is something extra in the ballpark that night. Was your lip quivering at all before you went on camera with Stoney?
You know, no, in part because I've done this before slightly. In AAA, we had Steven Strasburg come through in 2010, when he was the next shiny pitcher in Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. And I did six of his starts, a couple of them on TV and a few on radio. And the first one, I was like, oh my goodness, this is a way different atmosphere than we've ever had. But about halfway through the game, it was like, okay, it's still about the game and the players. And so I felt that emotion before. And for me, it was just cool to watch our fans get thrilled about it.
So for the fans listening, obviously they were excited about seeing Michael Kopech. Eloy Jimenez's name comes up, others as well. The rosters, of course, expand September 1st. Should we expect to see some of these phenoms or at least puzzle pieces to a future White Sox team brought up then?
Yeah, I think that's still being discussed. I really do. I'm not sure that there's been a full decision that's been made on that. And, you know, as we saw with Kopech, the 14 days prior to his arrival, Sox Twitter was kind of getting a little angsty about Kopech. He had seven great starts in a row. And then when that release happened in terms of the angst, I think there was sheer excitement. So for me, and it's always been the case, it's what I've said all year long and will continue to say, whenever the exciting players from the minor league get here, we will give them their due and we'll be thrilled by them. But for now, everybody that's here is a person that, you know, can have a big day and can be embraced. Like Daniel Palka, for example. I know he doesn't have the sexy name of Kopech or Eloy Jimenez. Daniel Palka's got 18 home runs in a year when we went to spring training, nobody knew his name in mainstream Sox culture. So I think that's the exciting part of going to the ballpark every day, is that a star can be born even if it doesn't have a star name.
And the surging Nicky Delmonico suddenly red hot on a power surge here, Jason. But I just one other note, Carlos Rodon, because with all the attention on Kopech, this guy has been, and I know he gave up a couple runs in the first inning yesterday, but over the last month and a half, I mean, he's been lights out for the White Sox.
Yeah, he looks like an ace, doesn't he? The stuff that he's provided his last couple starts, we didn't see it as much yesterday, but he's been throwing that slider inside to right-handed batters for years and years and years. Every now and then he buckles them with a slider away, and that adds to his ability to deceive. So I'm really excited about Rodon. The one thing I would suggest about his starts is if you have a little one that's maybe in the first 10 rows and you think Carlos is about to throw ball four, I'd cover the little one's ears. Because Carlos gets pretty angry when he throws ball four. We heard it twice in the booth yesterday. There was it wasn't exactly the old Batman series. It wasn't pow or bang, but there was definitely an exclamation after ball four. So you can just see how ridiculously competitive the dude is.
You talked about Daniel Palka. He tweeted after that Matt Davidson interview that it was a Matty D with an elite interview. And he said, personally, I'm a fan of smelling and tasting the grass when we get it to the ball field. People say that's weird. Whatever, though, man. Chlorophyll tastes good. Chill.
The guy is insane. Daniel Palka, I don't know if you all have heard the story, but he's got this on Wikipedia for one of the McDonald's All-American games, I think it was 2011. I think his name is still listed on the page for that McDonald's All-American game basketball roster.
Really?
He added it himself. Tells this story about how last year in spring training, or 2 years ago, recently in spring training with Minnesota, he was talking to some guys that were watching basketball over a meal, and they're looking at the screen, and Daniel's like, oh yeah, I played in that game. And they bought it, and while they were buying his fake story, he went on Wikipedia and added his name. The guy is a treasure.
Oh, that's great.
That's great.
Jason Benetti, of course, the broadcaster for the Chicago White Sox, which you can also hear here on 720 WGN. Jason, thanks for taking the time out. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and I just want Dave to know I'm going to see the Cats in a couple weeks against Duke. So,
oh, excellent. Oh, great. We'll have our usual pregame huddle.
Yes, I'm excited. And picture, I hope.
I hope so.
There you go.
All right, see you.
Thanks, Jason.
Safe travels.
All right,
there you go. Jason Benetti.